I would like to share with you about Nicaragua, but first I'm just going to talk, maybe a 10-minute devotion, just some things that the Lord's laid on my heart recently. And after that, I'd like to talk about Nicaragua, take time for question and answer. We also have a video that we're going to show a little bit later. But first, I'd just like to focus on the Word of God for a few minutes. So if you have your Bible, we're going to be in John chapter 18. John chapter 18. Like I said, a short devotion, 5-10 minutes. John chapter 18. There's a sweet spirit here within the church that I really enjoy. I can feel the love of God here as I was here this morning and as well this afternoon. It seems like everybody is willing and ready to serve the Lord, and I can just really feel the Spirit of God here. Is that Quentin back there? How you doing, Quentin? Good. Me and Quentin, we're on the chess team together in Bertrand, weren't we? The chess team in Bertrand. It's good to see you here this afternoon. John chapter 18 and verse 35. John 18 and verse 35. Pilate answered, "Am I a Jew? Thine own nation and the chief priest have delivered thee unto me. What hast thou done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now is my kingdom not from hence?" Pilate therefore said unto him, "Art thou a king then?" Jesus answered, "Thou sayest that I am a king. To this end was I born. And for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Every one that is of the truth heareth my voice." Pilate saith unto him, "What is truth?" What is truth? And that's sort of what I want to talk about briefly this afternoon, this evening. What is truth? Father, thank you so much for your love, mercy, grace that you have shown upon us. As we go through this text this afternoon and we study what is truth, we know that you are the source and author of all truth. We pray that we will take the truth of the gospel light, spread it throughout the world so that others might hear. We ask it in your name. Amen. So Pilate, being the leader at this time, being a leader of this nation, leader of the Romans, this great leader is asking this question, what is truth? And today, as I watch the news in Nicaragua, I watch news back in America, and it seems like people are really struggling with this fact today. They are saying, what is truth? What is truth? And if you follow politics or whatnot, it would seem as if people have lost faith in the government. It seems like every other week there's a new scandal out. This politician has done that, and this other politician has done this thing, and people are losing faith. People used to look to the government as a standard of possibly truth, a standard of the way things should be. But so many times it seems even within our own politicians and leaders, their lives are very messed up and distorted. And we as Christians, we have the truth. And really we need to be focused on the Word of God and what He said here. Most of us, when we think of George Washington, what do we think of? Well, he was a great hero, wasn't he? A great patriot that delivered us from England. Why don't you ask someone from England who George Washington was? He's a traitor. Can't stand the man. So really, who is he? A great patriot or a traitor? Everybody has a different angle they look at things. What is the truth? Is George Washington a traitor? Or is he a great patriot, a founding father? Not too long ago, the terrorists attacked our nation. They flew into the Twin Towers. We look at those terrorists and we say, oh, they're horrible. They're despicable. How could they do such a horrible thing? Go to the Muslim nations. Ask them, who are those men that blew themselves up and waged war against America? Those are heroes, they would say. Those are those that we applaud. They did a great job that day. So what is the truth? Are they horrible, wicked men, or are they heroes? So we have this question that people have been asking over the century, what is truth? Obviously, the Muslims, they are the terrorists, that was wrong, that was wicked. But to the Muslims, they're heroes. So we come here to what Christ is saying here, and I love this in verse 36. Pilate is saying, "What have you done?" And Jesus said, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now is my kingdom not from hence." So I like this portion. It brings us back to perspective about what life is really about. We can get wrapped up in politics, this and that. There's fighting going on in politics and around the world. But we as Christians, we must keep our focus the same. We are not of this world. Our kingdom is the kingdom of Jesus Christ. Our kingdom is of the Lord. That is truth. The kingdom of the Lord is going to last forever and ever and ever. And that's why we are trying to spread the gospel around the world. And around the world, we must spread the gospel. There's a world out there that is lost that needs to hear about Jesus Christ. And if you study the history and the suffering of the gospel as it has spread around the world, you will see even today there are Christians that are being tortured, Christians that are suffering in Afghanistan, Pakistan, the Middle East countries, China. There are still Christians suffering for their faith this very day. I've heard many stories about many horrific things that have happened to missionaries throughout the centuries, but none other as the Middle Ages. It was a horrible time for missionaries as one by one they were beheaded for their faith. You know why? Their kingdom was not of this world. Our kingdom is not of this world. And as Christ was being led to be crucified, he said it right here, "If my kingdom were of this world, we would be fighting at this very moment and Christ would have been delivered. But our kingdom is the kingdom of Jesus Christ." And as we think about missions and we think about how time is getting closer for our Lord's return, we must keep focused on what is the truth. Well, what is the truth, you might ask? Right here. Right here is the truth. It's not within the next government plan. It's not within what the world is doing as a whole. It's right here. And we get sucked in so easily. I get sucked in so easily. I get mad about what's going on in government. I get mad about what's going on in Nicaragua. We'll talk about it later. The dictatorship that's going on. But we must remain focused. What is truth? Right here. Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by Him. That's the truth. The truth is that Jesus Christ is coming again. That's the truth. The truth is that Jesus Christ was the Son of God, and He is coming back to this world again. That's the truth. So all the truths that are found within the Bible, that is what we must base our life upon. That is what we must follow. So Christians, Jesus Christ is saying, let's not get focused on the things of the world, but let's get focused on the things of God. And it says here, everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. Do you hear the voice of God in your life? Do you hear His voice? Is He talking to you? Is He prodding you to move on, to move forward for Him? Possibly if you never hear the voice of God, if you never hear the Spirit of God speaking to you, possibly you don't know the truth. Possibly you don't know Jesus Christ as your Savior. But we're here on this in this world to impact this world for Jesus Christ. There's a short amount of time. There's a lot of ground to be covered. And the world still desperately needs missionaries. The world needs your testimony. The world needs you to stand up and say, I'm going to serve the Lord. I'm going to serve the Lord from this day forward. So I just wanted to share that with you briefly, something that the Lord's laid on my heart recently. I didn't want to get into a full-blown sermon, just a short devotion, because my heart is near and dear to Nicaragua, and I would like to share more things about Nicaragua with you this evening. At this time, I believe we're going to show our DVD. It's about 5 minutes long.
Nicaragua, tropical land of sunshine, lakes, and volcanoes. Nicaragua is home to the largest freshwater lake in Central America, Lake Nicaragua. 17 of Nicaragua's 44 volcanoes are still active today. Nicaragua is roughly the size of New York, in poverty second only to Haiti in the Western Hemisphere.
Nicaraguans struggle on a daily basis for mere survival. problems of illiteracy and hunger abound not only in their physical lives, but spiritual as well. 85% of the population claims Catholicism as their religion, but many of the upcoming generations are not following in the steps of their parents. Few have strong religious convictions or practices present in their daily life.
With a turbulent political past and current problems of hunger and poverty, there is a great opportunity to pass on a spiritual vision to the masses of downtrodden Nicaraguans in such need of hope. But who will spread a spiritual vision of truth, the message of salvation?
We are the Canar family. I'm Matt. My wife Ellie and I both accepted Christ at an early age. Though we didn't know one another yet, Ellie and I both answered God's call to missions the same year when we were teenagers. God has blessed us with two beautiful children. Adele is 6 and Micah is 3. They are a great source of joy in our life and keep things interesting.
We are just an average family and feel so humbled that God has called us to serve Him in Nicaragua. Over the past 2.5 years, we have dedicated ourselves to the study of the Spanish language as well as to the culture of this needy land. We have had the privilege of working with Team Nicaragua, which is comprised of our family, as well as Ken and Krista Dowell and Corey and Rachel Barker, along with their 4 children. Together, we have begun the ministry of the Iglesia Bautista Amistad.
We have had many great ministry opportunities in this church. Ellie has helped with the children's ministry, such as puppets, children's church, Awanas, as well as music and special ladies' meetings in the church.
Matt has taught Awanas and children's church, preached, taught adult Sunday school, baptized, and discipled new believers. We also had the opportunity to start a literacy program for children in the church. It has been our greatest privilege to see many souls accept Christ as their Savior here in Nicaragua.
It is great to see the progress that has been made at Iglesia Bautista Amistad. Many of the Nicaraguans, through discipleship and training, have come to the point where they are able to take on more and more leadership roles within the church. We are excited to announce that God is showing us that the time has come to plant a new church. Through prayer and research, several new areas ripe for ministry have come to our attention. One of our options is Ticuantepe, a smaller town on the outskirts of the capital city of Managua. This clean yet simple town has a homey feel. Even though they live in poverty, the people are welcoming and hospitable. Those we spoke with seem pleased with the prospect of a Baptist church in their town.
Please pray with us, as there are several houses and storefronts that are up for rent or sale. Ideal locations to begin a brand new work in yet another needy section of Nicaragua. As the origin of this country's name, Nicaragua, suggests, surrounded by water or sweet sea, we long for the souls of Nicaragua to be surrounded and filled by the sweet sea of living water found only in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
As you can see, there is a great need in Nicaragua for more missionaries, for more to spread the gospel there. And we're just so humbled and blessed that God has called us to go to Nicaragua. And I just thank each and every one of you for your monthly support. And this is what you are a part of. This is what you are a part of. We're not out there alone. We're not by ourselves. This is something that you have your hand in. By praying for us monthly, by giving monthly, this is something that you are helping get accomplished. And I do thank you for your faithful giving, and I do thank you for your prayers.